The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. It's Saturday again. I'm Andy Brownell, and I am with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results, at News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good. You survived the big bash last weekend?
I can honestly tell you, I was tired all week. It was so much. It was a lot of work. I got out to the event center at the History Center there at 9 o'clock in the morning, because I wanted to make sure that the tables were where I wanted them and stuff before people came in and started to put on tablecloths and such. And I wanted to know where I wanted the pop-up tents and, you know, just doing the major layout stuff. The team came at about 10:30, and then everything got put together and we were done probably about maybe 12:45, and the first people showed up at 1. The party started at 1:30, but you can always count on some people to be early. But
it's Minnesota, that's what we do.
We were ready for them, and it was constant inflow of people all the way to the end of the party. So on the invitation, it said 1:30 to 3:30. It turned out to be more like 1 o'clock to 4:15. And then by the time, because the ice cream truck still had a line, he scooped over 400 ice cream cones, the flap doodle guy.
Well, that's good stuff.
Yeah, he was busy. But yeah, it was really good. Huge success. So much fun. I know you saw my video of me giving away the $5,000. Over 4,000 people viewed that. That is so fun. So she was a very deserving winner. Not that I have any clients that wouldn't be, but she stood next to me and she said, "Robin, I am shaking. I'm shaking so hard. I feel like I'm going to pass out." I was like, "Oh, this makes me feel so happy." She was so excited. So it was a lot of fun, a lot of work, worth every penny of it, because our clients are worth it. Yeah.
And you had a beautiful afternoon to hold it.
Perfect weather. Perfect. That is, we are 4 for 4. We have had all 4 years.
Wow.
Great weather. And I will say that, you know, it's our whole team invites their clients, right? So 3 of the 4 years, it's been one of my clients that have won. So I feel a little lucky. But yeah, it was good.
All right. Well, look forward to next year, right?
Yeah, I know. I was sad that you didn't make it, but I hope you had a good time at your wedding.
Yeah, oh my gosh, it was a fancy wedding. They had it at Nicollet Island.
Oh.
In this historic venue with the, you know, the skyline of Minneapolis across the river as the backdrop.
Wow.
And it was like, wow.
Nice.
That's right.
Nice. fun. Did you wear your tux?
I don't. I've rented tuxes. I've never owned one.
Oh, okay.
Well, I guess we better talk about real estate, because that's what we're here to do.
Sure.
Do you have any new data on our local market?
I do. So I have the most recent market report that we've put together, which is just last week. So it's pretty fresh. Let's see here. What do we got? Currently, there are 210 sales pending.
Okay.
Okay. Leaving 341 for sale. So that is a resulting pending ratio of 38.1%.
Those numbers have been pretty steady over the past several months.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, you know, a higher ratio means that listings are in demand. And if it's right around 50-50 where it's been a very balanced market. And lower is that we don't have enough qualified buyers out there buying our existing supply. Now, we do know that we have plenty of qualified buyers, but we have this, I don't know, it's just been a phenomena that people are just waiting and waiting. And I think they're waiting. It's unfortunate, because I think they're all waiting to see, are the Feds going to drop the interest rates? I just have to tell you, right now, they're the lowest they've been in 4 months. Okay. The national average is right at around 6.5%. And even if they drop a little bit, it's not going to make a huge difference. But what is going to happen is when a bunch of buyers dive back into the market, then things are going to start to go a little crazy and people are going to want the same house and they're going to get into bidding wars and they're going to pay more than ask and they're going to have to waive their inspection and all the things. So I am telling you sincerely, as a very experienced 25 years in the market, top producing agent, I am telling you now is a great time to get out and buy a house. My goodness, I've had people negotiate sellers paying some of their closing costs or actually fixing everything that comes up on the inspection report or maybe letting them put things in the garage early at no expense. I mean, all the little things that you didn't dare bring up when things were crazy. So yeah, I'm telling you, if you're thinking, oh, it's going to be the next year or so that I buy a house, now would be a great time to do it.
You know, we talked about that psychology of that interest rate thing a couple times, and it seems so common sense what you're saying, that if you have these people waiting, that means there's pent-up demand, and if you open the floodgates, guess what? Exactly what you just described.
Well, and so many times people are really focusing on what they're hearing in the national news. And I know I sound like a broken record because I say this every week. I say it here. I say it on Midwest Access, but it's the truth. Rochester is a very unique housing market, guys. What we have going on right now is phenomenal. We have Mayo Clinic doing this huge bold forward, right? Creating 50,000 jobs between now and 2040. This is, I mean, it's hard to describe, but this is continuous forward momentum, okay, for as far as we can see in the future. So do not worry about our market, you know, falling apart or prices dropping, any of those things, because it is absolutely not happening here in our market. Now, are there markets across the country where it is happening? There absolutely are. But fortunately, we are not one of them. So it's real important in something like real estate to know the local facts, not just the national facts, okay? Because it's two different things.
And also those markets where you're seeing that decline, it's those, most of them were those markets that saw huge spikes that were unnatural spikes.
Correct.
So it's probably a natural correction.
Yeah, when they were going up by 33% and 35% year over year, like how long could that last? Like seriously.
Not forever, yeah.
No. So yes, they're just playing catch up. And it's not because their values have gone down. It's just that they're getting now what houses are really worth instead of that pie in the sky number that they were getting for a while.
Yep.
All right. So let's take another look here. So it says that 300 to 400,000 is where most of those pending contracts are. And it's actually where a lot of our inventory is. There's 73 listings still available in that price range. Our median list price right now is $469,900. So, a total of 972 contracts have closed in the last 6 months with a median sold price of $345,000.
Okay.
So if I break that down, I will see that once again, 300 to 400 contains the highest number of sold listings. So pretty obvious, but 300 to 400 is sort of the first home buyer's price range now, which honestly is crazy. Crazy.
Yeah, I go back to when you and I started this program way before the pandemic, that was between 2 and 3.
Yeah, it's crazy. The 500 to 600 price range has the highest number of markets or properties on the market that are sitting. So again, you've all heard me say this before, but that's kind of the second house move up price range.
Sure.
And so many people who, even though they're ready to have more space or know that they've been saving long enough to do the move up, it's tough to let go of that interest rate that we all refinanced to if we didn't buy our houses during that low interest period. So that's what's taking a little longer. That's why the buyers aren't jumping into the market right there. Looking, what else do I see? Days on market.
Yep.
So we have the active listings that are sitting out there right now have been on the market for an average of 49 days. But of the houses that did sell in the last 6 months, the median sold price of $345,000 with an average of 14 days on the market.
See, yeah, that's still really
fast. Yes. And the recent history of sales can also be seen here that the median sold price for the last 30 days, so that was the median, $345,000, that was the average. The median sold price in the last 30 days was $399,000 with a median days on market of 16. So, yeah, there's nothing wrong with this market. I'm just saying.
Well, as busy as you have been in recent weeks, I guess that's
We are still on track to be to have our best year ever. And trust me, if anybody ever told me I would have a better year than 2021, I would have had a hard time believing that. But it's been super busy, and we are really, really glad. We actually, you know, have a large company, RE/MAX, right? There's 1,400 agents. And there's two categories. There are individual agents, which we have fewer and fewer of because teams have become kind of the way to go. And then we have teams. And teams can be small teams, medium teams, large teams, or mega teams, right? And a small team is like three or fewer. A medium team is like 4 to 9. A large team is above 9. We have 10. So we're a large team, but barely a large team. And then there are mega teams, which I believe are, I guess, probably over 25. And I think we have 3 of those, at least in our company. So just based on numbers, the best we should be able to be is number 4 in our company, because those 3 mega teams should smoke us. But right now, all year long, we have ranked number 3 in the company, no matter what size the team. So it's pretty impressive. They're really kicking butt. And I'm super excited for everybody on the team and for all of our clients, because I know that we've had a lot of happy clients, a lot of great reviews. I get a lot of nice cards and phone calls. So yeah, we're humming right along and loving every minute of it. That's what's going on.
Okay, Robin, let's take a break, come back, and chat some more with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results at News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9.com. To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results, Saturday morning on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. And Robin, recently I read an article. I've been meaning to ask you about it, but last year we had a lot of discussions about the settlement through
The lawsuit.
Yeah, through the NAR, the National Association of Realtors. Mm-hmm. And this was a Twin Cities outlet that had this article. And I'm paraphrasing, I'm summing it up, but essentially the gist of the article is, almost a year later or whatever it is, it turns out that all of this was a whole bunch of nothing as far as impact on the way things are done.
And especially here in Minnesota. And I'll kind of explain why. So for those who are listening who don't understand what the lawsuit was about, it was about the fact that it used to be, it was in stone. When we went to a listing appointment, we talked about what the total commission paid out is going to be, how much of that is coming to us as the listing agent, and how much of that is going to the buyer's agent. Now, that's always been negotiable, right? And so our conversation with the seller should have been something like this. What happens in the market is we put in the MLS how much the buyer's agent is going to get paid. So the buyer's agent can see that and they know up front, and that's coming from you. But you get to tell me how much you're willing to pay. All right. Well, I think what happened is a lot of people didn't say it's negotiable and you get to tell me. I think the conversation went like, you're expected to pay X percent to the buyer's agent and X percent to me, and that's the way it is. And I don't think everyone was told that this is negotiable and are you comfortable with this fee? Because the way I approach it is, this is what I ask you for. This is what I think I'm worth. This is what, you know, I like to get paid. Are you comfortable with that? And if people say, no, I'm not, I'll pay you half that, I say, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to decline the job, right? So it's still negotiable. It's always been negotiable. But what happened is it became kind of a fixed thing. And some sellers thought, no, wait a minute, why are we agreeing to pay this other agent that we are not, you know, like, why is it our job to pay that client's agent? So they decided at the end that now we no longer put anything in the MLS about what the seller is willing to pay to the buyer's agent on behalf of the buyer.
Sure.
But it's still possible and likely that that's where the commission is going to come from, because now there's just a line in the contract that says, you know, per this agreement, the seller will pay X number percentage of commission to the buyer's agent on behalf of the buyer. So then when we, the listing agent, sit down with the seller, we show them that, we show them what they're asking for, we explain how that's going to affect their bottom line, do the net sheet, and then if they are comfortable with those numbers and they agree, fine. If they say, oh no, we're not going to pay that much, they have the right to come back and say, we'll only pay this percentage instead of that percentage, right? So what you're reading is that not a lot has changed. I think it's something like 99% of the deals in Minnesota since that lawsuit, the seller is still paying the commission for both agents through the contract. Okay. Yep. It's just not predetermined at the beginning. Now, in the state of Minnesota, we've been using buyers' right to represent a buyer forms forever. I mean, I can't tell you how long, but I can tell you for 25 years, because that's how long I've been doing it and I've been using them. And it basically said right in there, you owe me this commission, but I'll do everything I can to collect it from the seller. And if I can't collect it from the seller, you owe it. And we've always used that. So it wasn't that new in our state like it was in states that they didn't do that.
Okay.
So I guess for people who always operated above board, always explained to people that, yes, of course, commission is negotiable. And yes, this isn't a volunteer job. I do get paid. This is how much. It's in writing. It's in a contract. We both agree on it. And then if I get paid by the seller on your behalf, great. If not, you owe it to me. I mean, it's that simple. So to sum it up, that's exactly right. Not that much has changed. Things are written on different offers. But what has changed is that hopefully what has changed, and I know everybody doesn't still play by the rules. I mean, one of the things that came out of that lawsuit is that we can't show anybody, as realtors, we can't show anybody a house without having them sign something, unless there's one exception, unless it's an open house. They can come into an open house without having to sign something. But we are supposed to have them, you know, sit down with them, explain to them what it means to be represented by us, and give them the option to sign that. Or if they are not comfortable signing that, say that we've just met them, say that they've come through as a lead or they're referred by a friend. In the meantime, we can sign something called a touring agreement. And that is just saying, you're giving me the right to show you this house. Here's your name, your signature. And I've had a lot of clients, this is very disheartening, because I've had a lot of buyers tell me, oh, what do you mean I have to sign something? I looked at a house with so-and-so and they asked me to sign nothing. Oh. And it just makes me so sad to hear it, because as long as people are going to not follow rules, then there will be another lawsuit, because right. Somebody has to keep us in check, and we're professionals. We have to follow the rules, and they are very serious. And so as professionals, when we know that other professionals aren't following the rules, the right thing for us to do would be to turn them in. And, you know, we're all friends. We're a pretty close-knit group of realtors, and so nobody wants to do that. So what I've opted to do in a couple of cases now is just call that agent and say, you know, I've been told by a buyer that you were showing them properties and asked them to sign nothing, and it's not cool. It's not okay. So I think, you know, it's like anything else. There's rules for a reason, and as professionals, we should certainly follow them and operate in a professional manner. So I can promise you call me or anyone on the Gwaltney Group, that's the way we roll.
Excellent. Well, Robin, let's take a quick break. We will return in just a moment with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We are back with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. And Robin, I bet you know what I'm going to ask you. Do you have any listings to share?
I do. I'm going to start with the one that I'm actually personally hosting open this afternoon. How does that sound?
All right.
It is 506 9th Street East in Wabasha. Okay. It has 3 bedrooms. It has 2 bathrooms. It has just under 1,800 square feet finished. It was built in 1965. It's been redone. It's absolutely adorable inside. But this is what you're going to get excited about. Wait for it. The garage has 1,000 square feet with 6 stalls. So if you have a boat or 2 or 3, there's room for them. If you want a weekend place and a place to store your toys, it'd be an awesome place because this is coming to you for $339.9.
Nice.
So, yeah, I think it'll be, I expect to have some traffic this afternoon. It's really cute. So that's a good one. There's one over in Plainview that's also really cute. That one is 4 beds, 2 baths, a 2-car garage. It has a total of just under 1,400 square feet finished. It's an older house. It was built in 1870, and that one is 262.9. And that one's open today, too. We have a clean and neat as a pin townhome that just came on the market. It is 2757 Charles Court Northwest here in Rochester. And that one is 1,100 square feet finished, 2 beds, 2 baths, a 1-car garage. It was built in 1988 and clean, cute. These are all 3 just adorable houses. We've got one 1412.
What are they listing the townhome for?
Oh, sorry, 195.
Thank you
for keeping me on track. And that one is one of the ones that has a pretty darn affordable homeowners association as well, because it's, I think, at right at $200 a month. So pretty affordable living. We've got a house that is, let's say, how do I say this nicely? Needs a little love. Okay. It's 1412 28th Street Southwest. So in its day, this is a really hot little neighborhood out there, you know, right off 18th Avenue. When you're going up to like Hart Farms, one of the left-hand turns that you take is 28th Street. And so it's nice. It's got a couple of acres, 2 acres. It was built in 1972, quiet, peaceful neighborhood back there. But the homeowner had not been in good health for the last few years and just didn't keep up on the maintenance the way he, you know, should have. But what can you do? You can only do what you can do. So there's some water stains, and I didn't hide anything in the photos. You can check it out. There's some water stains from some roof leaks, and there's some old wallpaper and some old flooring. But you know what? It could be a really fun house to get in there and make it your own, and we price it accordingly. because it's at least $100,000 cheaper than its competition out there.
Oh, gosh. And
it's at $459,900 on 2 acres. So, and that one's 4 beds, 4 baths, and 2,300 square feet finished. So it's a lot of house with 2 acres, right?
Yeah, it's a very nice area. You're right.
It is a really nice area. We have one over on 1340 Elton Hills Drive Northwest, and this one is 3 beds, 1 bath, 1 garage stall, and it's $274,900, one level living. We've got one, the address is 9 Island Heights Court Northeast in Pine Island, and that one is $509,900. It's 3 bedrooms, 3 baths, 3,400 square feet, and a 3-car garage stall.
Nice sized house, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Up on Hill Place, I think this one is actually under contract now. It was nice, though. 2215 Hill Place Southwest was $775,000, but I'm pretty darn sure that one is sold. We have 1246 Meadow Lark Court Southwest. That's one of our big ones out in Weatherhill. It was built in 1999. It sits on 5 acres. It has 5 bedrooms, 4 baths, 3-car garage. Yep, you heard me right. 5 acres in Weatherhill.
Yes.
And that one is $1,300,000. We have 3938 7th Street Northwest. So just right over in the manor. And this one is built in 1959. Has 2 beds and 1 bath and 1-car garage, $239,900. I will tell you, we did accept an offer, but those folks have to sell something. So if you want to get in on that great deal and don't have anything to sell, you have time. You can do it. We've got a couple of buildable. Am I out of town?
Go ahead.
It's okay. I have a couple of nice lots to be built on out in Orinoco for $235,500 each. And they are 2.5 acres. So 2.5 acres for $235,500, good priced lot on a cul-de-sac. So there you go.
Okay, Robin. Well, you have a great weekend, the rest of it, and we'll talk to you again next Saturday.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
You better tell us how we get a hold of you.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully everybody hasn't memorized, but call me on my cell phone. It's 507-259-4926. And as always, I look forward to your calls.
Thanks a lot. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results here at News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.